Radio Alabama Sports. Fayetteville basketball is on the air. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fayetteville basketball is presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Wolves, Blake Bagley.
Welcome in to the Wolves Den, where your varsity boys Wolves basketball team gets ready to host the ASD Silent Warriors here from Fayetteville High School. Blake Bagley alongside Jacob Bassett on the call. We've gotten three wins. We got to make it four for the sweep.
Yeah, and a great night for the Wolves so far. Complete opposite of the way that last Friday went on a four-game night like this where we didn't win a game Friday night. So a big turnaround for the Wolves. You know, started last night with a big win over Verbena, 72-40. The boys beat the Verbena Red Devils, and hopefully we can get a little more of the same here tonight.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for, Jacob. Wolves need to come in here, get a win, build some more confidence going into area play after the break. And, you know, looking at things, I think the Wolves definitely have the advantage skill set-wise and size-wise as well. I mean, I don't have a reason that the boys should not feel confident coming into this one.
Yeah, and a big thing that I saw Friday night was fouls. Of course, you know, not wanting to knock on the officials, but Friday night was questionable. Seemed like they favored the Lions over the Wolves in just all four games, really. So they were consistently bad. So I think we have a good crew with us tonight. So it's going to be an even more evenly called game tonight.
Yeah, that's what you always want. It doesn't matter if they're going to call fouls, you know, one way or another, if they're going to let things play or if they're going to call everything. Just make it consistent on both sides. Yeah. I think that's what everybody looks for. I personally like it when they let things go, and that seems like how they're playing tonight. They're kind of letting things go, so looking forward to seeing how this one will play out.
So some key players to definitely look for the Wolves. Brennan Marlin from Beyond the Arc Friday night was lights out. You got to look at Brody Usry downtown. They were the two leading scorers for the Wolves the other night. So if you can get the ball to them, we're going to score.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Jacob. Those guys can put it in from three-point land anytime you need them to, so you definitely got to feed them the ball as much as possible.
And for the Warriors, you've got to look at the senior leadership from Peter Joseph Brownlee, LeKendrick Agee, and Edson Rojas, and Isaiah Casey, the seniors for the Silent Warriors.
Yeah, you know, those guys will probably play a big part in this one here tonight. And, you know, they kind of want to get off to the same start that their girls did, kind of come out, control things, and maybe try to stay in control of things. And that is not what the Silent Warriors were able to do in the girls' game. As then the Wolves, after the first period, it was all Wolves the rest of the way.
Yeah, and if we can jump out early from the tip on the boys' side, I think we can get a lead. And if we get that lead, I don't think there's any turning back, any looking back.
No, I don't think there is either, especially if we can get shots to fall tonight, Jacob. Got some key contributors back. You know, Braden DeLoach saw some action last week, and need to get him the ball early and often and try to feed it to him as much as we can to get things going.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, Braden Liner, even, you know, if you can get him the ball, he can make things happen that most others can't, because he's a circus shooter.
Yeah, that is. You know, you got to take the good with the bad, because while he does hit some crazy awesome shots, sometimes I'm like, what are you doing?
And a lot of circus shots tonight in the B team game too. So if you can put up a wing and a prayer and hope it goes in, we'll be all right.
Yeah, that's what we hope with, that we don't have to throw those up though, and we get some better looks for some good makes and be in control of this one early.
as Rojas, and I can't see who the other Warrior is as a captain, but Brennan will be the captain for the Fayetteville Wolves. About a minute and a half to go before the start of the boys, the varsity boys, the main event, if you will, in this long night of basketball.
As coaches will meet and talk over here on the sideline, getting to know each other beforehand.
And Paul Kulik for the Warriors has been here forever.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we played, he was their coach for them whenever I was playing back in the day. So, yeah, he's been coaching for quite a minute for them.
And on our side, we have Coach Matt Moore, who has been here quite a while himself.
Yeah, yeah, he's been here quite a long time. You know, not coached basketball, but what, four or five seasons, I believe. But was a teacher here while I was here. And great guy. Like to see the basketball team having success under his leadership.
And Coach Elijah Thomas, his assistant, is doing a good job with the JV and the B-team boys as well.
Jacob, this thing will tick to about 30 seconds before this one tips off. What's your final score prediction for this one tonight?
I would be happy if we could get to 60. I think 60 to 40 could be a final score.
Yeah, I'm not going to go quite as high scoring because we did play last night. I'm going to go 54 to 39 final with the Wolves winning this one. And I'm going to write that down so that way if it was to possibly come true, you'll owe me $20.
Hopefully Brittany has it.
And there's the buzzer, and both teams will take the court. And we'll get ready for this one.
So Thomas, Ushery, Liner, Blair, and Marlin, the starting five for the Fayetteville Wolves. Rojas, Brownlee, Parker, Whitehead, and I can't see who that is in the backcourt. That is number five, AG.
And Parker and Ushery will jump for this one. At the midcourt logo that says FW with a circle around it. Ball's up. We're underway. The Silent Warriors win the tip. Coming left to right to get things started. Pass out to the wing with the drive, with the dish in the corner. Wide open shot. No good there was Gary Whitted. It's coming back the other way. Jet Liner with it up the court. Looking to set up plays here. He's got his men spread all around. He's going to drive to his right, get to the corner. He's going to pass. Going to be batted out of bounds by Parker. It'll stay Wolves ball.
So with that early three-point attempt from the Warriors, you see they're wanting to score big early.
Yep, that they are. As Aiden Blair will inbound this one. Gets it to Jet Liner, open in the corner. Three, fires, boom, count it, good. 3 points. Start out the night for the Wolves.
Yeah, look for Jet. Any possession, he could go from beyond the arc.
That is pass to the wing, drive, kick, ball rolls out. I'm not sure who will keep possession. Looks like the Warriors will. That was P.J. Brownlee. On the inbound, Jet comes in and swats it down. Aiden Blair gets it coming the other way. He's going to get the pass to Marlin. Marlin with the layup, count two more for the Wolves. Great assist there from Blair with the pass down to Marlin in the paint. Easy 2 points.
Yeah, undoubtedly the shortest person on the court is Jet Liner, but he makes a big difference on offense and defense.
That he does. P.J. Brownlee with it. Pass down low and just a little too much heat on it. Goes out of bounds, and somehow the Warriors retain possession of it. And Brownlee fumbles it away, out of bounds, and Wolves ball again. 5-0 lead here, a minute and 10 seconds into the game.
Yeah, Matt Moore not happy with that last out-of-bounds call, but it worked out pretty nicely.
That it is. Going to the full court press now. And no good there on the drive by Ushery. Going back the other way, Brownlee. He's going to drive it. He's going to pass it. Layup's good there. Assist from Brownlee. Aggie, the other senior, with the score. Marlin with it. Being pressured. He's going to cut back to the middle of the court. Lobs one to Landon Thomas. Thomas shoots it. No good. He looks like he was fouled. No call there. P.J. Brownlee on the rebound. Going back the other way. Rojas with it. Gets over to Aggie. Ball stolen, going all the way. Jet Liner with the drive. Jet with the shot. Good. A lot of contact, no call. Doesn't matter. It goes in anyway.
So an early 5 points for Jet Liner.
Yeah, that it is. 7-2 lead for the Wolves. Brownlee with it. Gets it to Rojas. Back to Aggie. And Whitted didn't know what to do, so he just bounced it off Aiden Blair and make it go out of bounds to set up another play.
I don't know. Part of me, Blake, wants to say that was unintentional.
Yeah, it looked intentional. I would have just played it, but it may have been unintentional.
And a travel is the call.
Wow, Jacob, a lot of contact here, and you already see what kind of game this is going to be between the Wolves and the Warriors. I like the contact there, letting it go, call the travel, Wolves ball. Marlin running the point position right now. He's going to drive from my right to left. Going to get it back to Aiden Blair at the top. Back to Marlin on the wing, Jet Liner in the corner. He's going to drive backwards pass. With a good pass, Marlin gets it to Usher. Wow. He gets it in. He's fouled late. He's going to get an and-one opportunity. Great pass there from Marlin to Usher. He came in like a bullet. Usher able to get the two and then the and-one attempt.
You know, I had a conversation with Coach Moore the other night, and he said Brody Usher is definitely the most improved player on this team.
Oh, 1,000%, Jacob. From a year ago watching him to now, just improved so much. Oh, man, with the miss. Thomas with the layup attempt, no good. He misses. Ushery with it again. He's going to get to go to the free throw line.
And Keelick is beside himself over there.
How many second chance opportunities can you give someone? Ushery, boom, sinks it. That's going to put the lead at 10-2 now for the Wolves.
And Levi Smith, the junior, will check in.
Hey, watch the run out! Watch the run out!
Like his shoes, Jacob.
I do too. Simple.
Yeah, but they look good.
Pretty, you know, jazzy.
Misses the second one. And it'll stay white ball. Aiden Blair on the inbound. Yeah, they look cool, but they're simple.
Yes.
Jet Liner, corner three, nope. Drives, fake shot, nope. Gets it, Aiden Blair, corner, nope. Drives with the pass, going to be stolen. And then it's going to be fumbled back to the Wolves, who got it. Ushery in the paint, boom, assist from Jet Liner. Good, 12-2 lead for the Wolves.
Oh, Rojas walked right there.
That he did, Brownlee with it. Brownlee's not going to drive. He's going to dish it to Aggie, who will lose the ball, and it'll be going away at the Wolves.
Been a lot of plays close to the table tonight.
Yep.
I
know they did. I know. Marlin inbound it. Aiden Blair with it. Pass to Marlin. Out to Jet Liner on the wing. Back up top to Blair. Blair to the corner. Thomas pass back out to the wing. Marlin, Thomas, corner, three,
wow,
no good.
Hard.
Going the other way now. Parker with it, swings it, no good on the three with Aggie. Or a gay. Marlin, wing three, no good, out of bounds. It'll go the way of the Warriors. 3:57 to go in the first period. Wolves lead 12-2. All Wolves so far.
As Braden Liner checks in for Aiden Blair.
Marlin will be on full court press on the man with the ball as Rojas has it. He'll bring it. He'll drive. He'll pass Aggie with the drive. He's going to shoot. No good. He's fouled. I think that was either on Landon Thomas or Braden Liner, and he'll go to the stripe to shoot two.
That'll be on Thomas as Braden DeLoach gets ready to check in.
Yeah, now it's going to spell problems for the Warriors because you got a guy coming in that he ain't afraid to contact. He can drive it in, get the best shot, and he can make something out of nothing a lot of the time. And he's going to be playing in the paint.
So Deloach checks in for Thomas.
Not sure. Not sure what's going on out there. Looks like we're having a talk of a little bit of pushing and shoving going on between Marlin and Brownlee. Good job by the officials not to tee anybody up yet. They'll talk to them about it. Let them know, hey, we don't need to do that. You know, kind of give them a warning up front. I like that. I mean, I think that's the appropriate thing to do. Not that it matters what I think, but. Shot. Good on the second attempt. Makes the lead 12-3. Braden Liner at the point now. He's going to be trapped, and he has to get help. And Coach Moore is going to call a timeout because things are about to go south quickly.
Yeah, now you see the boy, the Silent Warrior, the boys team starting to show they can press too. You know, the girls. In the last game, they pressed a lot early on.
Yeah, and I think that they're seeing that it's working a little bit, so they're going to do the same thing, and the Wolves just got to be able to combat it and stop it. You know, you got a 9-point lead over halfway through the first. Things are going your way, so there's no reason to get antsy and, you know, start making mistakes because that's when things could go south. Be Wolves ball here. Deloach will inbound it to Liner.
It's a 1-2-3.
Jet Liner with it. He gets it to Deloach. Deloach gets the pass of tip. He gets it back to Liner though. Liner gets it to Braden Liner. Braden Liner with the shot. No good for a free throw line. That's the spot he likes, but. Wasn't able to get it to fall that time. Ball fumbled away. Jet Liner gets on it.
It's smart not to get up right there.
Yep. Braden Deloach with it, and he's going to be fouled by Rojas. Going to be a push. So the Wolves will retain possession.
But yeah, that was smart by Liner because, you know, if he gets up, it's a travel.
Yep, exactly right.
1-2-3!
Liner with it. At the half-court logo. Good defense by Rojas. Ooh, almost a travel there by Jet Liner. He'll get it to Braden Liner. He'll feed it to Ushery. He'll get it to Braden Deloach down low. And he, a little bit of a push there. I think good no-call loses the ball, and it'll be Warrior ball. But physical defense down low right now. Rojas on the inbound.
Picked off.
Yeah. Stolen there. Braden Liner with it. Gets it to Ushery. Ushery with the shot. Good. Two more points on the assist there from Liner. 14-3 is the lead now. With the drive and the hook shot. Wow. Parker with a just acrobatic.
Yeah, very good shot.
Yeah, count it. 14-5 now is the Wolves lead. Jet Liner with it. Not sure if they said he stepped out or there's going to be a blocking foul. I think there's a blocking foul on it. Yep.
On Parker.
Yep. So now they're starting to call that.
One more foul. We go to the strike for two.
Yep. Jet Liner with it. He's going to pass it out, and Marlin had an open three. Ushery didn't know he was standing there, though, and he bats the ball out, and it'll be going the way of the Warriors.
A little miscommunication.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, those are mistakes you can tolerate because guys are giving effort.
Yeah.
Rojas on it, get it to Aggie. And up, down there on Aggie, and so it'll be white ball again. Those are the kind of mistakes that you can't tolerate as a coach because those are just like, dude, what are you doing? Jet Liner gets it to Marlin. Marlin to Braden Liner. up top, gets it to DeLoach. DeLoach loses the ball. He's got it back. And Brantley tries to steal it back. Good pass there by DeLoach to get it to Braden Liner.
Got to be aware of where you're at.
Yep. Jet Liner with the drive with the
nice
shot. Jabe, he didn't travel, but good grief, he only took two steps after he went past the free throw line. Nice little stutter step, Euro, I should say, and gets it in. Brantley with the drive, gets the pass. And DeLoach with a little bit of an over-the-back there. He missed time the jump. Trying to take people out there, so that'll be his first foul of the night.
As Stone, Blair, and Thomas checks in for Liner, DeLoach, and Ushery. So Brody getting a much-needed break.
Hey, you know, you got to admire the effort there by Loach, man. He goes up for the block and just mistimes it. That just sometimes you get unlucky as Aggie shoots for a three, no good. Rebound there by Ty Stone. Stone get it out to Jet Liner. 16-5, 1:22 to go in the first period is the lead for the Wolves. Aiden Blair gets the pass to the corner. Thomas inside, shots up and good. Marlin on the assist. 18-5 lead. Now Brantley with it. Parker drives, shot, no good. Rebound by Aggie. And get the pass out to Brantley. Brantley, stolen there by Brendan Marlin. He's going to come down the court, 2v1, fast break. Can't make nothing of it, so they'll set up in the offense. Cross-court pass. Thomas Blair. Jetliner no good on the layup, and it'll be going the other way. Rojas with it, gets it to Aggie. Aggie on Blair. Acrobatic shot this time's no good. Cross-court pass, Blair to Jetliner, and he's packed, but he's fouled. Couldn't get all ball there, Jacob, and he'll get a lot more than ball. He'll get hand in that one, and he'll go to the line.
Well, his hand was all ball, but the body was all back.
Uh-huh.
That's where the foul was. But you can't help the momentum carrying you there.
Nope. First shot, sunk it. One more. 19-5 is the Wolves' lead with 28 seconds to go until the second. Second one, good as well. 15-point lead for the Wolves at nearing the end of this first period. Brantley with it. Drive pass to Smith. Bounces off his head. They retain possession now. Rojas with it. Rojas with the drive, with the shot. Good. Two for the Silent Warriors. 7 seconds to go. Jetliner with it. He's going to drive. He's going to get the pass to Ty Stone. Ty Stone gets it to Brendan Marlin, who shoots, and it's no good at the buzzers. At the end of one, Wolves lead it 20-7, and we'll be back with second period of play here shortly. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
Welcome back to the action here at the Wolves Den as the hometown Wolves lead the ASD Silent Warriors 20-7 after our first period of action, getting ready to get things underway here in a second, and we have swapped sides now. Excuse me, no, that's not until the half.
That's not until the half.
Wolves still going from right to left here. Jet Liner has it on the inbound. looking. He's going to get it out to Aiden Blair on the wing. A little bit of a high pass. Aiden Blair, long three, no good. Rebound by Rojas. It's at the Aggie. Or Aggie, I should say. Pass back to Rojas, and he will walk. Turnover.
And that's what we need to do, Blake, is force them into turnovers like that.
Yeah, build us up a good lead. 20-7 right now, 7:33 to go. Until the second period, you got them right where you want them. Ushery. Pass to Braden Liner. Braden Liner pass back to Ushery.
That's a foul.
Ushery gets it to Braden Liner, who fires a three, no good.
It's got to be on two. And he's going to do that crap.
And Brownlee with a slap to the face. Didn't look intentional. But nonetheless, it'll stay that ball. Was that a foul on Ushery?
Yeah, it was a foul on Ushery.
Wow.
I think that's his second.
Are they going to call that one on Liner?
Yeah.
Wow. Brownlee getting away with a lot out there so far this evening, and Coach Moore has had enough of it.
He has. But he's got to be careful,
yep,
though.
Yep, not to get a tech. He don't need to get teed up. I mean, I can see where he's coming from, but you got to keep your cool on that. Brownlee with the drive, with the shot, and it's good. So that'll be a 20-9 lead now. Jet Liner pass to Ushery. Ushery good on the layup. I don't know who he thinks he is out there, John Elway, but what a pass down there for the two-point shot. 22-9 lead now for the Wolves. Eggy stolen by Aiden Blair going back the other way. Blair with it. Going to get it to Braden Liner up top. Gets it to Jet Liner on the wing.
An offensive foul on Ushery. No.
No, it wasn't. They're going to finally get Brownlee for one, and that one was pretty obvious, so I'm glad that they were able to get the call there. Good call as Brennan Marlin will check in. And that's going to be a tech? No, we're going to have a timeout by both sides. We'll keep it here.
So a 30-second timeout called by ASD there. You know, Coach Moore is starting to catch on to some things, and he's trying to talk with the officials to see, you know, to let them know, hey, this is what I'm seeing that needs to be called.
Yeah, you can't keep allowing that to go on. Because, I mean, it only being the second period, things can get really heated by the time the fourth. I mean, it's almost to the point now he might get a tech here in the next little bit. And I think the officials might finally, or the referees might finally be starting to catch on to that. Jet Liner here on the inbound. Get it to Braden Liner in the corner. Liner will drive and he'll step out of bounds. Going the Warriors' way. Back the other way now. Got a new face in there, Damarian Hagler, the junior.
And they said that Brownlee traveled too many Euro steps there.
Yep. It wasn't a Euro step. It was an Asian step. Takes a few more steps to get to Asia than it does Europe, I think. Marlin pass to Ushery. Ushery with it. Loses the ball. And Rojas gets it. And then he loses it. Now, Jet Liner gets it. And there's going to be a jump ball. Can't tell who's
going to stay
direction
with the Warriors.
All right. It'll be Warrior ball. .538 to go until the half. Wolves lead it 22-9. Aggie. And the pass to the middle stolen by Landon Thomas, and it's going to be given to Brennan Marlin now.
With minimal effort, too.
Yeah.
He just stuck his hands out there.
Yeah, that he did. Marlin gets it to Jet Liner from the wing. No good. Thomas with the rebound. Can't corral it. Brownlee will get it. He'll get it to Agee. He'll drive. And Jet Liner tries to get the ball, and he rolls over on it, touches out of bounds. So it'll be Warrior ball. But great effort there.
Yeah,
but just
very good effort.
Wasn't able to contain it. It looks like Rojas will be the inbounder here. Oh, and an up down there from Demarion Hagler.
If you're going up, you got to shoot.
Yep. Or pass, throw the ball away because you can't come back down with it. Jet Liner with it. He gets it to Ushery. Ushery drives, shoots, foul, two shots. A lot of contact there, so good call by the crew.
As Blair will get ready to check in for Liner.
Ushery, first one's up and through as Blair will check in for Jet, or for Brennan Marlin. No, excuse me, for Jet. 23-9 is the lead now for the second shot. Second shot, Ushery up and good. So now it's going to be 24-9. Brownlee with a shot, no good, gets his own rebound, gets it put back, 24-11 the lead for the Wolves.
And here comes the pressure from the Warriors.
Yep. Brennan Marlin with the drive, pass to Ushery. Ushery with the shot, no good, they're going to call a travel. Good call there.
You hear Coach Moore wanting to slow things down a little bit.
Right thing, too, because you don't want to get in too big of a hurry.
That's a backcourt.
Yep, backcourt there, call on Hagler. We'll have a sub here as Parker will check back in for the Warriors. And Hagler will step out. Marlin with it. Gets it back to Blair on the wing up top. Back to Blair, below the free throw line, gets it to Thomas. Thomas, back to Liner.
And a fight for the basketball now.
Parker with it. Too high for Agee, and it'll be going back to Wolves' way.
Timeout by the Warriors. It's going to be a full timeout.
Probably a good one for them.
And we'll take 13. One, too, Blake. What do you think about that?
Yeah, let's take a quick break. This is Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den. 3:57 to go before the half. Wolves lead it 24-11 with possession of the ball, but here comes the full court press. Here comes the full court press from the Silent Warriors.
Got to do a little house cleaning here on the S on the Wolves directly in front of us.
jetliner hard at work. You can tell he's been taught how to use a mop at home. Rushery with it. Tries the cross court pass. Got it to Landon Thomas. Oh, in and out on a layup attempt.
Look out, look out.
Braden Liner. Drive, shot. They're gonna call him for a travel.
But you know, I didn't know until football season that me and Jet Liner's mom went to school together.
Really?
Back in the day.
I didn't realize she was that old. Shot good there from Parker. Now, how did you figure that out?
She told me.
Okay. Full court press here. Aiden Blair gets it to Ushery. Ushery, get it up and good on the layup. He extends the lead back to 13 for the Wolves. 26-13, Wolves lead it. Brownlee with it. Working on Marlin on the wing. Gets it to Rojas up top. Rojas with the pass to Aggie. With a drive, Aggie. Pass, Parker, no good. Landon Thomas easily with the rebound. He'll get it to Braden Liner going the other way. Brennan Marlin looking at the three, doesn't like what he sees. Gets it to Aiden Blair, who then gets it to Ushery. No good on the shot. Ball hit way up in the air. Ushery with the rebound. Up and good. No good.
That's going to be a jump ball going to the Warriors as Jet Liner will check in.
Looked like he was fouled there, but no call.
It'll be Braden Liner checking out.
Jet Liner with it. Aiden Blair in the corner. Pass out to the wing to Brennan Marlin. Marlin with the drive. Gets it to Landon Thomas, who can't corral it. Turnover. 2:22 to go until the half.
And we've done a good job so far of limiting those bad turnovers.
We
like
have.
That.
Yeah, not a lot of those tonight. Brownlee with it. With a pass. No good. They'll keep possession of it. Aggie with the shot. No good. Landon Thomas rebound. Can't corral it. Now it's Brody Ushery with it. He has a turnover. Pass. Parker. Layup. Good. 26-15 now is the lead. As Loach getting ready to check back in. Brennan Marlin slowing things down for the Wolves. Gets it to Aiden Blair. Gets it back to Marlin. Up top to the wing to Jet Liner. Back up top to Marlin. To the wing to Aiden Blair. Back up top to Marlin. Minute 25 and ticking until the half. Blair with it. Landon Thomas, no good on the step back jumper. Aggie with the drive. No good there. Good defense there from Landon Thomas with the partial block. Coming back, Aiden Blair with it. Gets the pass. Goes straight out of bounds. Think that was intended for Marlin. And Ushery will check out, and Deloach will check back in. Rojas with it. He'll get it to Brownlee. Brownlee with the drive. With a shot, no good, but he's going to be fouled down low. I think that was going to be on Landon Thomas, and he'll get two shots at the line.
I think that's his third, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
It's only a second.
And Braden Liner will check in, and so will Ty Stone. 57 seconds to go until the half. Wolves lead it by 10.
You got to do some shirt tucking
here.
Yep.
Boys got them shirts untucked. They better get that fixed.
That's a big no-no.
Yep. That's why I used to like a long jersey. You keep that bad boy tucked in. Yeah. No good on that shot. Deloach trying to get the rebound, and that looked like it was out on the Wolves all day long, but we'll retain possession.
And Keelick is not happy about that.
No, I could see it right here. We was the last to touch it, and that not a good call, but we'll take it, I guess. Jetliner with it. Gets it to Marlin. Good defense here from the Warriors. Jetliner with it. Gets it to Ty Stone. Gets it back to Jetliner, who's going to go up for a crazy layup and gets it to go. Two more for him and two more for the Wolves. 28-16 lead. Brownlee to Parker. Parker with a shot no good. Looks like foul's going to be on Ty Stone. Two, four. Yep, Ty Stone with the foul. Well, that looks like some barbecue he's got on out there, man. Look at him thing. 25 seconds to go until the half. 28-16 lead.
Looks
no
like,
good. On
looks
the
like
first.
Something Kenley would go in the store and pick out.
Man, we got to give a hard time about it next time we talk to him. Like, man, what's up with them barbecues you got on out there? Rebound there by Braden DeLoach. Going to be a foul on Black Five. That's Aggie.
They might. I don't know.
Got a sub. Levi Smith will check in for Aggie.
So the next foul will be a shooting foul for the Wolves.
And Warriors going back to a press. Marlin gets it to Liner. Back to Marlin. Now it's to Jetliner. Jetliner gets it to Brennan Marlin. He'll set up the offense up top. Looking to drive. 10 seconds to go. Gets it to Jetliner on the wing. Jetliner with it. Gets it to Braden Liner. Down to 3, 2, 1. Time expires. Shot won't be got off by either side. Wolves will take a 28-16 lead into the locker room. And we'll be back with analysis of the first half, possibly an interview and a little bit of commentary of what things need to be fixed before the second half. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Double Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org.
At First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy today. Life
There's
doesn't.
Restriction
at First Bank of Alabama, we recognize that your busy life doesn't always have time to dedicate to banking decisions. That's why we have made it easier for you to do banking with a local Alabama community bank. Founded over 176 years ago, covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and people to help tailor your financial needs. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
This is the RA Digital Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. The Fayetteville boys lead the ASD Warriors 28-16. Earlier tonight, the junior high girls picks up a win to finish their season. The junior high boys does the same. In the third game, the Fayetteville Lady Wolves with a big win over the ASD Warriors. But the star of the show was Anna Kate Blair, finishing with 17 points, 15 of those from beyond the arc, and she joins me now. Tell me about it.
I just feel like I gained my confidence back this week. I feel like that our whole team's gained our confidence back after a couple wins we've gotten this season, and I just feel like everybody on the team's done really good this week.
Yeah, you know, you go back to Friday night at Victory Christian, not the game that we wanted.
Right.
Either way you look at it, it was a four-game night just like tonight is. And, you know, we were on the opposite end as we are tonight. And, you know, you go to Verbena last night, you get a big win. I didn't go, but I watched it.
Right.
And, you know, I believe everybody got their confidence back last night. And tonight really helps. You have a big game coming up Thursday against Vincent. You know, I'm at every practice just about. Well, not anymore because, you know, Kenley's season's over. But the way that Al practices, y'all, he instills that confidence. And, you know, games like you had tonight really boost that confidence.
Right. We have such organized practices, and we work on specific things from the last games. And that just helps us even more.
But the big story about Coach Barnett tonight was his 300th career victory.
It was.
And, so tell me, what does it mean to be a part of that?
It feels really nice. We haven't celebrated it yet. I think we're going to celebrate it tomorrow at practice. But we're not going to tell him. But it feels really good to be a part of that. I'm happy for him.
And, you know, I told Blake during the broadcast of the girls' game, if a game came down late, I believe you have the confidence, you know, to shoot it from anywhere on the court. And you really showed that. 15 points from beyond the arc on any level of basketball is pretty special.
It was nice. It was nice to gain my confidence back this week. I haven't shot a lot of threes leading up to this game.
And the big thing with the Warriors, too, they really like to put the press on.
They did the whole game.
And that was kind of reminiscent of Friday with Victory Christian.
I think that's what got us the most with Victory Christian, was getting so nervous during press break and trying to break their press.
And, you know, that's something that Al works with y'all on,
right,
too, during practice, is breaking that press. But you really hadn't seen it in a game until Friday. So now, you know what to expect. You're going to see a lot of teams, especially in area play, throw right. those presses on you.
Exactly. I just think during presses we get too nervous and worked up, and we throw the ball away most of the time. I feel like once we get – and we normally start games off really bad, and the other team at least has 10 points by
yeah.
the time we normally cut on and start playing.
Well, you go back to Comer last week. You know, you jumped out early and never looked back. And,
right.
You know, Deja Wilson's not the smallest player on the court, you know, but y'all can work around her. Y'all talked
right.
about her all season. You know, if y'all could play with her, y'all could play with anybody.
I agree. I feel like once we get to where our whole team is confident enough to dribble and shoot, I feel like we'll be a pretty good team by the end of the season.
And if anybody I see other than you that's really gained confidence is Kennedy Morris.
I agree. She's been dribbling the ball up and down the court, shooting. It's nice.
So that is Anna Kate Blair. I will try to get a word with Coach Al Barnett after the break. So if you don't mind going to get him for me, I appreciate you coming, and congratulations on the big win, and good luck to y'all the rest of this week and the season.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Anna Kate Blair, 17 points, 15 of those from beyond the arc. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll have Al Barnett on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Fayetteville Sports Network and Fayetteville High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network. Fresh off of his 300th career victory is Coach Al Barnett. And, you know, I just had Anna Kate Blair, who went lights out from beyond the arc.
Oh, she did. She did. And look, I've had great players, great assistant coaches, and I'm just proud of the team tonight. You know, we got punched in the mouth early and went down 8-0, and we held our composure, something we probably wouldn't have done last year. You know, other than that little run in the fourth quarter, you know, we did a really good job.
And, you know, me and Anna Kate talked about Friday night at Victory Christian. That was really the first team that we've seen that would press the whole game. And I think that's what got them ready for tonight.
Yeah, and Victor Christian's guard play is really good. And we were able to, even though we didn't make a lot, we've been getting to the free throw line a lot this year, yeah. Which shows that the girls aren't afraid to drive with the ball and attack. And they're just getting better, and, you know, we just want to continue to get better for Vincent Thursday night.
So let me ask you this, the big question. What does 300 victories mean to you?
Well, it just means I've been around a long time. You know, when I gave it up at Chillsburg and retired, I had no intentions of ever coaching again. And I had 291 when I left Chillsburg. But, you know, good Lord does mysterious things, and I love this job down here. I do. And you know, I see us getting better. Jordan Cannell does a great job with us. I mean, he is an amazing assistant coach. And, you know, he played for me, so I've known him for years, and it's just been a fun ride with him. So we just want to keep getting better.
And, you know, we also talked about, you know, the building of confidence with your players. And Kennedy Morris, the confidence in her, I've seen the past few games, has really grown.
Right, it has. You know, she's not afraid to handle the ball. You know, she had a big shot when we were up really 12 or 13. It really helped put the game away. And we had eight different girls score tonight.
And that's big. And, you know, your JV girls picked up a victory.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, they finished 6-4, a winning record. I don't know when the last time, you know, the junior high girls have had a winning record, but very proud of them, and they're doing really well.
Well, we have Vincent Thursday and Hanley here Friday at 3 o'clock, if
right.
I'm not mistaken.
Right, yeah, matinee game.
A matinee game, and it's a girls-only game Friday as the varsity boys will head to Mumford. Coach, I appreciate you stepping by for a quick word, and congratulations on the 300th.
Oh, thank you so much. And, hey, we appreciate you guys covering us.
Oh, yeah, anytime.
Thank you.
So that was Coach Al Barnett. Blake will step back with me here as we get ready to inbound this thing. And so... So 28-16, the score as we get ready to start the third period. Blake will step back in as the Warriors get ready to inbound this. Rojas will inbound it to Aggie, and we are ready to start the second half. So over to Parker. Parker over to number two again. That is Bradley, who misses a shot. Rebound, Fayetteville going the other way.
Yeah, Jet Liner with it and gets it to Aiden Blair coming up the court now. The wing to Brennan Marlin in the corner. Marlin pass out to Jet Liner up top. To Aiden Blair trying to get a play going here.
Wide open shots everywhere. Huh?
Yep. Brennan Marlin shot on the wing, no good. Can't corral it. Jet Liner with it, but he passes it right to Brownlee. Pass, shot, good. Aggie, good assist by Brownlee. Aggie cuts the Wolves' lead to 10, 28-18. At the other way, Jet Liner with it. Get up top to Brennan Marlin, back up top to Aiden Blair. Blair's going to get it to Marlin at the free throw line. He'll get the pass to Thomas, but the ball will be lost. It got out of bounds, but the Wolves will retain possession of it.
A lot of fighting for the basketball there, and we're lucky we was able to retain possession.
Yep. Pass from Blair back to Marlin. Marlin with it. Can get the pass to Jet Liner. Had a decent shot from the wing, size not to take it. This time he's got a drive, and he's going to get it to Thomas. Thomas can't corral it. Recovers it as Jet, and then the steal. Brownlee back the other way. Aggie, no good because of the good defense from Aiden Blair. Parker with it, and he'll throw it in and cut the Wolves' lead to 8.
And this is what you did not need to start the second half, was letting the Warriors start out on the run.
Yeah, they started out hot. Wolves did have a 28-16 lead and giving up four points so far without scoring. Jet Liner with it. Trying to set up a play here from up top. Get it to Brennan Marlin. Wing shot, 3, count it. It's good. Wolves lead back to 11.
Yeah, great shot there by Marlin.
And Braden Liner will get ready to check back in. Brownlee with a shot, no good. Out of bounds, Wolves will have it. Then Marlin will check in. for Blair, I think.
Yep.
And Keelan showing his displeasure with that call because he thought it bounced off a Wolf.
I couldn't tell from here either way. Marlin with it, gets it to Liner on the wing. Liner gets it to the other Liner on the wing. He'll drive, he'll shoot, no good. Landon Thomas back up and in. I don't know if that'll go down as a missed shot or an assist, but either way, Wolves get two. 33-20 is the lead. Jet Liner with the steal. Brandon Marlin with it. Gets the pass. Braden Liner shot's good, and he'll get an and one attempt from the strike.
You know, while we have this break, you know, it was a treat having Anna Kate and Coach Barnett at the half.
Yes, it was.
If you look at it, they're undefeated when we call their games.
They are. I didn't even think about that. It's no good from the free throw line. Brownlee with the rebound, and he traveled. Plain as day. He better pack his suitcase because he is traveling. Speaking of suitcases, McKenna is pushing ours to the side for us.
That's her seat.
Yep. Marlin with it, gets it to Liner in the wing, and he's trapped. He's got to get it to Ushery on the corner. Ushery with it now, back to Marlin. Marlin to Ushery. Ushery's going to drive, but he traveled just a little bit, which is okay. I mean, you know.
And Coach Moore agreed with that call.
Yep. 35-20 is the lead for the Wolves. 4:44 to go in the third. It's been a quick period so far. Rojas with it. He'll get it to Parker. Parker with the drive. Shot's good. And, you know, Parker's been a consistent scorer for the Silent Warriors tonight. Marlin across the court. Gets it to Ushery, who gets it to Jet Liner. To Brain Liner in the corner, and he almost had a good shot at a little late. There we go. The perfect big man shot. I love it, Jacob. Landon Thomas turn around, little hook shot, gets the 2 points, and you know I love working the ball down low.
And then Ushery gets called for a foul. That'll be his second.
Yeah, but we only got about 12 minutes and 8 seconds of game time left. Jacob, my final score is actually kind of looking good right now.
We were halfway to mine.
Yeah. Brownlee with it. Jet Liner on him. He's going to give it to Aggie. Aggie to Brownlee. Brownlee with the drive, with the shot, and it's good.
He tried to draw the foul there.
Yeah, he did, and would have been okay if it had been called, but no call there. Marlin travel. Oh, buddy. He traveled. He traveled so bad. No call. 2 points for the Wolves. 39-24. Jacob, that was just insanity that was not called. Brownlee with it. And they'll get Braden Liner on the call there for a travel. And
but, you know, I will say this, though, Blake. Both teams have gotten away with
it. Man, there has been some stuff out there that my jaw has dropped for them. But, I mean, it's been consistent.
Yes.
I mean, it's been both ways. But, ooh. Rojas get it to Aggie. He'll get it to Brownlee. Brownlee's going to look to drive and shoot. And he'll get the shot in good. I like his game, Jake.
Yeah. He makes shots happen.
That he does. Intercepted there by Aggie. And the shot will fall. And Liner trying to draw the charge. Well, not. He'll foul him. And Aggie will get a trip to the line here. And trying to cut the lead to 10. What was that? So they'll get a chance for one more. Coach Moore very displeased with Braden Liner there. Not where you wanted to be. He was in bad position for a charge. Should just let him get the two. Aggie, no good on the shot. Braden Liner will get his own rebound. Or not his own, but he'll get the rebound, and Aggie will foul him. And Wolves ball, 3 minutes to go in the third. Lead by 11 is the Wolves. Liner with it. Gets it to Marlin in the corner, who'll get it to Ushery, who gets it back out to Braden Liner. He'll shoot it, and it'll be no good. Ushery will get the rebound, and he'll shoot it up. Ah, no good, but Landon Thomas did have it knocked out of his hands, and Wolves will retain possession. And Jet Liner, I mean, you can understand why the coach Kulik was so upset. Jet Liner just swarmed through the lane and had an open 2 points there for the layup. Wolves will go up 41-28. Going the other way. No good on the shot from Parker.
Hold it.
Jacob, I'm pretty sure, didn't we just score two? I thought it should be 41. Okay, I see him missing with the scoring table. Pretty sure they're supposed to have 41. Braden Liner with the shot, no good.
Well, I hear Bella Kelly saying it is 39 right now.
The Wolves will get possession of the ball there. I'm pretty sure they're supposed to have 41. They had 39 and then scored 2 points. Hopefully that won't come back.
Yeah.
Jet Liner to Brennan Marlin. No good. Rebound by Parker. Buck 45 to go in the third. Parker with the drive, with the shot. No good.
It's a jump ball. It's going to be a
jump ball. Wolves going the Wolves' way as Braden DeLoach has checked into the game. Jet Liner will bring it up. He'll get it to Ushery. He'll get it to Thomas. Excuse me, not Thomas.
It was Thomas.
I couldn't see because Coach Moore standing in my way, and he'll bust it for two more, and or three more. That'll put the Wolves at a 42-28 advantage here. They lead by 14. Gonna be a foul there. Couldn't tell who on.
I don't think it is a foul. I didn't think it was knocked out of bounds.
Oh, ball got knocked out of bounds. Gonna be a travel there. Aggie. Can't do that. I'd have probably caught a jump ball on that though, because he had his hand on it.
Don't do that. We're good. Good.
Playing a little clock management here in the third quarter.
Braden DeLoach with it. He'll drive and shoot. He's fouled. He'll get a chance at the line, it looks like. .42-28 lead for the Wolves. 58 seconds to go until the start of the fourth. DeLoach's first shot goes in. He extends the lead to 15. Second attempt here for DeLoach. It is up and no good.
Said he crossed the line.
But he crossed the line, so can't count it. The Wolves going into a full court press now without Brownlee on the court. Parker's going to drive, going to get the pass. It's going to be no good on the shot. Rebound there by Ushery, who gets it to Jet Liner, who will get it to Brennan Marlin, who will have an easy bucket.
Good ball movement there.
Yeah, that it was. The press paid off. 45-28 lead for the Wolves. Stolen there by Jet Liner, going the other way. 2 points more for the Wolves. That'll extend it to 19. 25 seconds to go until the fourth. Wolves go into a trap. And jump ball, I think it'll be Warriors' way. Yep. And Brownlee not in the game. Did he didn't foul out.
No, he's just getting a breather.
Yeah. Smith stolen. Brennan Marlin with the layup. No good there on the defense by Rojas. Hagler gets it to Rojas. And the quarter will run out. Wolves lead 47-28. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Federal Sports Network.
When the temperature drops, don't bundle up inside. Heat your home the smart way with an American Standard system from Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling. Trusted for performance and built to last, American Standard delivers comfort that goes the distance. Call the local pros who know how to keep you cozy all winter long. Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, online at sleepinggiantair.com.
Are you looking for a financial institution that treats you like a partner? At Sycamore Federal Credit Union, you're more than a member. You're a shareholder. Enjoy better rates, personalized service, and a range of financial products, including auto loans, mortgages, and business loans. Whether you're purchasing a home, refinancing, or investing in your business, Sycamore is here to help you achieve your financial goals. Visit them at 18070 Alabama Highway 21 in Talladega, or apply online today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back to the Wolves Den for our final period of action. Wolves lead at 47-20 to 28 here to start things off with the ball. Going from our left to our right. Aiden Blair with it. He gets it to Braden Liner up top. He'll get it to Jet Liner. Brennan Marlin, who will drive. He will miss. And Braden Liner will be right there for the putback for 2 points for the Wolves. That'll put their lead at 21. Aggie with it. He'll get it to Brownlee. Brownlee shoot up on the layup, and it'll be no good. Rebounded there by Aggie, and he'll get 2 more points. 49-30 is the lead for the Wolves.
Well, one thing that's helping us, Blake, we are really benefiting from second-chance shots.
That we are. We do have the size advantage, especially with Landon Thomas inside. Jet Liner with an easy 2 points there on the assist from Braden Liner. 51-30, Wolves lead. What was your score prediction, Jacob?
60-40.
Looking a little bit better than mine. Jet Liner bring it up the court, setting up the offense. He'll get it to Aiden Blair. He'll get it back to Jet Liner on the drive. He'll have 2 more points, make it 53-30. Aggie, pass, Parker, no good on the shot. And Ushery, with the rebound there, was able to hold on to it, and Wolves will retain possession.
And that was on Parker.
Yep. Thought they were going to call a jump ball, but no, it was a foul.
Or even thought it was a jump ball. Yeah. He said he'd take the foul.
Yep. Usher gets it on the long pass from Braden Liner. Tries to get it to Jet Liner, but it'll be turned over. Brennan Marlin will get the steal, though, and he'll drive, and he'll be no good, though. Man, if you're going to take that shot with a guy wide open, you got to make sure you're going to make it.
You got to have those.
The Wolves will retain possession. 6:26 to go in the game. Wolves lead by 23. Brennan Marlin gets it down low to Usher and stolen away. Aggie.
2 more points.
53-32. Liner with it. He's going to drive. He's going to shoot. It's going to be no good. Going to be rebounded by Ushery, who's got 3 guys on him. He'll get it out to Aiden Blair on the wing, and he'll get it back to Brennan Marlin. Brennan Marlin will drive. He'll shoot, and it'll be good.
The offensive foul's going to be on Liner.
And a little bit of jawing there from Parker. And he got a technical run in his mouth out there. I don't know what. And it looks like there'll be a blocking foul on Braden Liner, but then a technical on Parker. You got to run in his mouth a little bit there, Jacob. Yeah. And you can get away with it until you start talking to the referee like that. But, man, you can't get in a referee's face like that. You just can't do it. Just can't do that, man.
So will we get two shots off of a Braden Liner foul?
That would be kind of wild. So you get to pick the shooter on a tech, right?
Huh?
You get to pick the shooter, right?
Yeah, they're going
to
put Blair at the line. So a Braden Liner foul kind of worked out for us, we hope.
Yeah. Not on the first one.
Forgot to knock on the wood down there.
5:54 to go. 53-32.
We got one
lead. And Blair hits the shot, makes it 54-32. And Jacob, that's kind of a big loss because he was hitting some shots for him. I mean, not that he's out of the game. I'm just saying, you know how coaches, they'll take the kids out of the game when they're acting up like that. Marlin with it. Marlin to Blair. Blair's going to drive, going to shoot. Somebody was fouled. Moving screen on Marlin.
It's going to be on Liner.
Excuse me, on Liner, not Marlin.
And that's his second.
That's his second in the last minute.
Yeah.
5:40 to go. Wolves lead it by 22. Rojas with it. He'll get it out to Brownlee up top. Brownlee with the
Braden's
drive.
Fourth.
That's a charge.
And then they'll get the charge there on Brownlee. As Aiden Blair still standing, playing there. And able to get the charge there. I thought that was Braden Liner again. I was like, bro, come on.
And Kulik is beside himself once again.
That he is. And here comes Marlin. And the shot, no good on the layup again. Brownlee with it going the other way. Going to spin around and drive. And Aggie, 2 points. Cuts the lead to 20. And Kulik will call a timeout. We'll take one with him. This is Coos Pines Federal Credit Union, Federal Sports Network.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own. Call today and make Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Fayetteville Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the action here in the Wolves Den. Wolves lead it 54-34. With 5:10 to go in the fourth, and so he's trying to score a few points, maybe hold things off from the Warriors and get out of here with a win.
And Parker is back on the floor for the Warriors after getting a word from the coaches after a technical foul.
Well, and you know, I mean, you got to give him – you can't act like that, but you get tied up with somebody and get thrown to the ground, it is aggravating. You're in a highly competitive environment. So you get, but you just can't do that. But, you know, you do. I do understand where he's coming from there. Brownlee will drive, and, man, easy layup miss right there. He'll get his own rebound, and he'll go up and miss it again. This time Landon Thomas gets the rebound. Marlin will get it, and – or Liner trying to get it to Marlin. And no good there. It's intercepted by Parker. I'm not sure who this foul's going to be on.
Braden, no, it's going to be on three. It's going to be an offensive foul. And he's going to foul out.
Huh. So that's going to be an offensive foul?
Yeah, but there's a conversation amongst the officials over there.
on three. That's five on three.
And that was five on three. You're right. And, yeah, they had to get Parker out of there, I guess, with that being five on him.
So that technical foul really cost him.
Yeah. So they have to have somebody else check in. Who are they getting to check in for him? Get Hagley.
So discrepancy amongst the books here.
Technical foul counts as two. Yeah, technical foul counts as two.
Yeah.
So good job by the youngster on the
good
home.
Job by Bella Kelly there.
Way to know the rules. It's going to be stolen there. Hagley is going to throw it in, and that'll be two more points for the Warriors. 54-36 lead for them.
Nice no looker.
Jetliner with a shot. Good. That should have been an and one, but wow.
Nice no looker.
Brownlee with it. Get the pass to Aggie, who will jump and go down, and he'll be called for a travel.
So if you look at the scoreboard now, we're exactly 4 points away on both sides from being my final score.
Dang it, man. Well, the good thing is I don't owe you money.
Yeah.
You just owed me if mine was right.
That's
what's good. Jetliner with the pass to Brainliner. Goes up for shot. He's fouled. So he'll get a chance at the line for two shots. Liner first one sinks it. 57-36 for exactly 3 points away now on the Wolves side from your score prediction. Second shot. No good. Thomas with it. Put back, no good. Rebounded there by Whitted. Brownlee with the drive. With the shot, no good there. Rebounded there by Aggie. He'll shoot it up, and it'll be no good. Aggie again. He'll shoot it. Good block by Thomas. Ball go out of bounds, and it'll be Warrior ball.
Let's go. We need first. Let's go.
Too many second chance looks there.
And a foul.
What is that's going to be on?
Brownlee. And that's five.
So Brownlee will foul out. He wasn't aware how many he had, I don't guess.
I don't think anybody was on the Warrior sideline.
Man, two guys foul out.
Yeah, two of your main players, too.
And Smith will check in. So, Tech. Somebody's got a technical. Who's the technical on, Jacob?
I don't know.
It had to have been something that was said. I'm not sure who the tech was on, but we're about to find out. Was it on the coach? Man?
I think so.
All right. Landon Thomas will sink the first one and make it 58-36. Thomas. Second shot. Good. So it makes the lead 59-36.
And Marlon will get a breather.
The word between the Zebras out there and Coach Moore. Liner with it.
Oh,
long shot, no good. Damn, slip and a fall there from Witted. Good to see him get up okay, because that was a heck of a fall he took. Aggie fouled. I'm not sure who the foul be called on.
And Brandon Lewis
gets ready to check in.
And the foul was on Aggie, however you say his last name.
I'm going to go with Aggie because I think Aggie would be A-G-G-I-E. Or A-G-I-E. Good on first was Jet.
So Lewis will check in for
Landon Thomas. Man, I remember as a youngster not getting a lot of playing time, man. I'd see the smile on his face, man. I used to get so excited going, you mean I get to go in, you know?
And Brody Whitley, who has been out the past few games, will check back in for Brody Ursary. So Brody for Brody.
Yep.
So my home half of the final score is Victor Mendoza now gets ready to check in.
Up top, Hagley has it. Going the other way, Aiden Blair with it. And he's fouled.
They're going to say it was on the floor, but he gets two shots anyways.
Yep.
And Tim Murphy ready to check in as well. And the foul would be on Rojas.
So 3:17 to go in the game. Wolves lead 60-36. One's in the free throw. Hits the first one. Blair does.
So liner. So Tim is going to check in for
Blair. Blair no good on the second one. Mendoza gets it. Aggie with the shot, good. Makes it 61-38.
Slow down.
And Jet up the court. Mendoza and Marlon Lewis shoots it. Fouled. There you go, jump ball. He's beside himself. Thought he was going to get some shots at the line. Man, yeah. Does he play B team?
Yeah, he does.
Shot from Aggie, no good.
A rare three-point attempt.
Yeah. Rebound there by Lewis. And that should be Wolves' ball right there. No, it's going to be black ball. Okay, it looked like they swatted it out there. Jet trying to get steal, so did Mendoza. Aggie with it. Gets it to the corner. Rojas, he'll throw it. Mendoza will steal it. He's going to get a chance at a layup, and he's fouled. He'll get two shots at the line.
And that was Aggie. An That's his fourth.
And all the fouling going on late in this game. Kind of crazy.
Victor misses the first.
Yep. Mendoza with the miss. Second one, no good. And wave it off because he crossed the line. Man, I've never seen more of those in a two-game stretch than I have tonight. Not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying I never seen that many Rojas.
To Hagler.
Hagler with it. Get it to Agee, who drives and shoots. No good. This time, rebounded by Lewis again. He'll get it out to Jetliner. Jetliner with it. He'll get it to Lewis. He'll get it to Mendoza. Mendoza with the drive, with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Smith, who get it. Jetliner with the pick. Gets it to Mendoza with the shot. Oh, no good. Tim Murphy with the shot. No good. And, wow, just an overthrow there. And, Jacob, your score is almost right on, man. That's what's up.
Two more points.
Yep.
Some mass substitutions now for the Warriors.
The youngsters will check in.
This is everybody that played in the first game today.
Really?
I got a sub.
Jetliner bringing it up. Passed on, getting ready to check in. Gives it to Lewis. Lewis with a shot. No good. Tim Murphy with the ball, gets it to Mendoza, gets it to Whitley. Whitley fires for three. Ah, no good. Murphy on the putback, no good.
Oh, my God, what a carry.
These subs, man, they got to get some points. And Jet will check out. Lewis will get it to Mendoza. Mendoza with it. He'll get it to Ty Stone. Ty Stone with it. He'll get it to Whitley. Whitley fires a three. Oh, no good again. Tim Murphy with the rebound. Gets it out to Lewis. Fakes a three from the white line. All right, back to Mendoza. Back to Whitley. Whitley will get it. Throw it. It'll be knocked out of bounds. The Wolves retain possession. Man, he's gonna fake him out on the white line. Man, we gotta ask him about that. Was funny. And the guy actually thought he was gonna shoot too. Good catch by Mendoza there. He goes up for the shot. No good. Tim Murphy with it. Goes back up. No good again. God Almighty, Jacob. No good on the shot. And foul there hard. Number 20 for the Warriors. Might have to put him in the tent, Jacob.
That foul was.
Have to go to the concussion tent right there.
Yeah, that foul was on Whitley.
Dang.
Get up under that tent.
I ain't seen so many missed shots on one in my life, man. First one's no good. I want to see Brennan get a shot off.
I do
again,
too,
man.
From the white line.
Yeah.
Commit to it.
Second one's good. By Blake Tucker, the eighth grader. Mendoza with it. And he gets called for a double dribble. It'll go the way of the Warriors. You always love having a lead big enough, though, where you get the young guys in, man. That's what's up. And the game will be over.
So you want to talk to Coach Moore after this one?
We'll let him take his guys to the locker room on this one, but final will be 61-39. Wolves will win this one and will go into their next matchup against Vincent on a win, on a heater, and get the win tonight pretty comfortably, too. I don't think this one was ever in doubt. And great job by the Wolves team tonight.
Yeah, great confidence booster, you know, getting a win last night and a win tonight. No doubt a tough opponent coming in here Thursday in Vincent.
And, yep.
You know, if we can pull that one off, we'll go into the Munford Christmas tournament Friday with a lot of confidence.
Yeah, that we will. I wasn't aware there's a Christmas tournament.
Yeah, they're playing Welburn, actually.
Okay. Was that one extend into the weekend or something?
It's Friday and Monday.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, the Wolves get the sweep of the Silent Warriors as they get the win 61-39 tonight. They sweep them. They sweep them for the season, or not for the season, excuse me, for tonight, as the Wolves boys, they cap it off at 61-39. Girls get the win. Al Barnett with 300th win, and Anna Kate Blair, her points were the difference in the game, the 17 she had. And so that'll be all she wrote tonight.
And, you know, not to mention the JV girl, the junior high girls and boys, you know, starting the day off with wins. So, yeah, great night of basketball if you're a Wolves fan. Blake, I appreciate you coming in early and calling the girls game with me. And had two good ones to call.
Yeah, that we did. So happy holidays to everyone, and go Wolves.
Go Wolves.